Hello, guys, gals, non-binary pals, magical girls, sentient shadows, and other. Welcome to the Sci-Fi Lab. I'm your host, DJ Squared, and with me is my co-host,
Harper.
And with us are our special guests,
Adira Amadon.
And Zohar Rubenstein.
Yep. And on this most auspicious of, Valentine's Days? I mean, this isn't going to come out on Valentine's Day, but we're recording it now. So, you know, we're going to talk about what everyone should talk about on Valentine's Day. You guessed it, death.
Or lack thereof, maybe?
Yeah.
It's a love story.
It's
what
a twisted love story.
Than death?
Living forever to spite the people that, rejected you?
I can get behind that.
I mean, the actual short story that we're referencing is by Mary Shelley. It's called The Mortal Immortal, in which a young man by the name of Winsey, or a young lesbian by the name of
we'll get to that later.
By the name of Winsey, apprentices under an alchemist and drinks a potion that he thinks is going to cure him of his love for a woman who spurned him, but actually ends up either making him fully immortal or just making him never age. It's kind of unclear.
The joke about lesbians being, the story is written in first person, and Mary Shelley is a girl, and I am a girl, so for the first half of it, saying, my undying love for Bertha, and there's a specific line that I think it was you won't, accept the devil to be with me, or something like that,
yeah,
which is a total lesbian move.
Like, how dare you talk about love when you won't face the devil for my sake?
Yeah. What a lesbian move, right? So I thought it was a lesbian love story involving immortality, and I thought Mary Shelley was ahead of her time. Apparently, Winsey is the most masculine main character we could have, and is not a lesbian. But I think it's up for debate and opinion.
The main thing I'm getting from this is that lesbians fight the devil. Is that
more homophobes think lesbians are incarnated from the devil, but I like that take. I like the Buffy take.
lesbian demon fighters, I can get behind that.
I also thought it was narrated by a woman.
Exactly!
And I was totally fine with that. I kind of wish it was a woman.
We can say, does it ever... I assumed that Winsey was a dude just because of the time period it was set in, and also it probably would have never been published if Winsey was a girl, or if people were, informed that Winsey was a girl. So
I wish Mary Shelley could, on her deathbed, pull a J.K. Rowling and be like, by the way, motherfuckers, he's a girl.
Whispered, dying breath, Winsey is a girl.
She just perishes into the night.
It is also interesting.
And Percy tries to revive her, take it back! Percy Shelley is kind of a dick, so.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, also, it would be very interesting as far as an opposite to the kill your days trope. Kill your gays trope.
I mean, kill the day too, night all the time.
It'd be an intriguing opposite to kill your gays in that you've got an immortal lesbian spurned by an ex-lover.
Ooh. This sounds like the best story ever.
Jealous by the fact that her chestnut brown hair never grayed and her face never wrinkled, and she wanted both of those things to be true for herself. I think it writes itself. I'm declaring it. Mortal Immortal is a lesbian love story. I decide.
Excellent. It is now law.
Yes.
But, listen, we don't make the rules. Adira makes the rules.
I do think it's interesting that she would still have a male protagonist for this, considering that she also had a male protagonist for the book she's famous for.
And the narrators sound very similar to me. I read Frankenstein last semester with Dr. Jacek, and I was reading this, so sure that it was either a woman or that it was Frankenstein.
That was Dr. Frankenstein. Yeah.
Frankenstein in his intern days before he started pursuing and failing his PhD.
God, I hope it's not Frankenstein. That guy doesn't deserve to be immortal.
That's true.
Could you imagine the name Winsey Frankenstein?
No wonder he wanted to be called Dr. Frankenstein. That's a horrible name. It's a horrible name.
Yeah.
We got a weak first name and a complicated last name.
No wonder he's trying to make humans make people, maybe the people he made won't laugh at him.
So
he was just a bad father, so it didn't work.
The entire plot of that book,
how
shitty a daddy is.
Absolutely.
Just take responsibility for your kids and not...
And accept your name. Go to therapy.
Either that or, you know, get a new one. You're living in what? You're living in the 1800s. It's probably not that hard.
Just go to town hall, burn your birth certificate, make a new one, and be like, my name is actually Windsor. Wait, Winsy is probably a nickname for Windsor.
Probably.
That throws a wrench in our plan.
But Winsy's never referred to as anything other than Winsy.
Google will tell us. Nope. Winsy... Google result turns up a funeral home and a Miami sports station, like a radio station.
Yeah.
Maybe, I spelled it wrong.
What did you spell it as?
I forgot the Y. I just put Winds. Why is there a funeral home called Winds?
The four winds? Scatter to the four winds?
No, Winds.
With a Z.
Like,
W-I-N-Z. Winds.
Only the coolest of cool boys with a Z can be buried here.
Because poor little C is cool.
Imagine being...
Moving on. Have you searched Winsy with a Y?
Yeah.
Well, I was going back to the story to make sure I could spell it correctly.
Yeah.
Unless you guys want to chime in here.
since I haven't actually finished the story yet, why don't you finish a synopsis?
Okay.
So that we know what we're talking about.
So, the moral and moral. I mean, I gave a pretty, like, complete synopsis earlier. Like, the only thing is that the ending of... Or, like, once Winsy drinks the alchemist's, like, immortality potion... Or, he drinks, like, half of it. So, he drinks half of it, and then the alchemist, who he was watching the potion for, wakes up. And he startles and, like... Just the beaker falls and breaks, and you know, the alchemist gets, you know, really mad at Winsy for destroying his life's work and also his key to immortality.
Given he is an old, old man.
Yeah. So he tries to make it again.
5 years pass.
Five years pass. And unfortunately, he dies, like, the alchemist dies, like, as he is putting the beaker to his lips to get immortality.
It's another one of those moments where he's like, he has a little bit of strength, he reaches for it, he puts it to his mouth, and then...
Winsy's a girl.
My favorite part...
Unfortunate for that guy.
...is Winsy sitting there like, I drank half. Does that mean I'm half immortal? What's infinity divided by two? And I'm just sitting there like, this is great.
Also,
he's trying to rationalize this.
How much of this do I have to live through?
Like, you drank half a potion that you didn't know what it did that was sparkling at you.
Yeah, given the rough, very tired, sleepy description of by your mentor.
Yeah.
It's a cure for love.
Yeah, exactly. Dude was like sleep talking at this point. Like, why would you take his words at face value? Like,
also, he was like, it just looks so good. Like, that was literally the whole description.
It's like diamonds.
He wasn't even sure. Her
brain says shiny must eat.
Yeah.
He wasn't even sure if he was supposed to eat it or not, or like bathe in it. He was just like, it just looks so delicious. I gotta.
So yeah, Winsy, we have confirmed that Winsy is A, a lesbian, and B, doesn't have any impulse control.
I mean, have you met a lesbian with impulse control? I think not.
Valid.
So the story starts off with being 323rd year. So it's been 303 years since he's been made immortal, maybe.
Yeah.
At the very least, has never gotten younger. And I read all but like the last like three paragraphs just because I was reading this in the doctor's office and then I got called in. And this is the most goth, like, obviously, Mary Shelley. Mwah.
Yeah,
but the most
please.
Goth description I've ever seen. Can I just, like, read it?
Go
I'm gonna
for
kill
it.
Time by reading it.
Go for it.
This very day I conceived a design by which I may end all, without self-slaughter, without making another man a Cain, an expedition which mortal frame can never survive, even endued with the youth and strength that inhabits mine. Thus I shall put my immortality to the test, and rest forever, or return, the wonder and benefactor of the human species. Like,
what is it with Mary Shelley and sending people to the North Pole?
I know, it's weird.
Like, I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure that expedition is going to the North Pole, and, like, either he gets there, or he's, like, mauled by a polar bear or something.
Or the freeze kills him.
Yeah, exactly. I'm pretty sure there's, like, references to polar bears in there somewhere. But...
Maybe
or something that could be a
Frankenstein's monster up there.
Maybe it is Frankenstein's monster.
That's true. And it Frankenstein's could. Monster could probably kill Winsy, because Winsy's got a...
Choose your fighter!
Mary
Shelley fighting game?
Mary Shelley
I'm here for
fighting
it.
Game!
Fund it!
I can get
fund
behind
it.
That. Someone get on this.
Kickstart it. Come
you're,
on.
You're the CM major. Make it.
Ugh. But like,
let's get on this, people.
Listen, I'm here for the animation, not for the game studies.
I don't know anything about game theory. I can't code that.
So Winsy, it turns out, is nothing. It's not a nickname. It's not a name.
Can you look up nicknames for Windsor?
Sure.
Which I believe is Windsor.
That's fine.
Yeah, I love how he's like, I need to test something that won't eviscerate my body, make someone else a murderer if I do die, or...
I'm grateful for that, you know?
Yeah, you know?
Personally, it's
like... I just need to freeze to death, which also, like, us in the 21st century aren't sure if is permanent or not. Like, cryogenics.
Yeah.
Where's that at? Just go to the North Pole, freeze yourself to death, get thawed out, will you live? Eh.
But that's at least immortality that you're not conscious for.
Yeah.
That's just a big old nap.
Yeah. Because, yeah, the worst thing about all of these perpetually immortal things, for me anyway, is that you're conscious through the whole of it. Like, I wouldn't mind taking a 100-year nap, but if I have to wake up every, like, 12 or so hours, that would just suck.
But also, in the last paragraph, he says... 3 centuries have passed, editor's note, it's 303. Mm-hmm. 3 centuries have passed since I quaffed the fatal beverage. He calls it the fatal beverage, despite the fact that it literally makes him not die of old age. It's the opposite of a fatal beverage.
It's fatal for everyone else.
I mean, sure, in the sense that if you put your sock on inside out, the entire universe except you is wearing that sock, but that's a weird way of looking at things. Fatal to everyone else except you because you don't die is a little too inverse for me.
You just wait.
Don't worry about
go
it.
Go on!
Well, I mean, if you wait long enough, everyone else will die, so you know.
When I look up fatal, which I knew the word, but go with me here.
What does it mean?
There's two different definitions. One is causing death, which we all knew. The other one is leading to failure or disaster. So maybe it's fatal in that sense.
Failure or disaster. I've been alone for 200 years and I'm not happy about it.
Yeah. Which leads me to my other thought that, like, all these people who have immortality, you know, like, the classic gods, Dorian Gray, like, you have to be an asshole to be immortal because either... you are an asshole at the start, or you're going to become an asshole because...
I mean, you almost always have to move and cut ties, or else people notice.
And there
so
was
then
a,
you just have to cut people out
that in the
story,
constantly. Too, I love, because they tried to, like, move towns, because the people in their own town was like, yo, this 50-year-old woman is with, like, a child, and that's not very cool. So
and
they
also, that
like...
child has been a child for, like, the last 30 years.
Don't worry about it. We'll just not buy their produce and make them leave. So they leave, they go to a new town, but then, like, a new girl, like... catches his eye, so the Bertha's solution is to slap a gray wig on him. Having silver hair and totally not wrinkled skin is a recipe for more suitors, not fewer.
Yeah, I was gonna say, that's a thing right now.
Hey, lady in the 19th century, have you ever watched anime?
White-haired anime boys are everyone's favorite boy.
Come on, Mary Shelley, get ahead of your time by a century and a half.
Well, actually, the British Victorians actually had a version of the weeaboo, which they called Japanesema. But they were
bad.
Really?
Yeah, there were people from Victorian England who were obsessed with the Japanese.
as colonizers are wont to do.
Yeah. So they had the Victorian weeaboo, so that was totally valid.
That's
so you're making the conspiracy connection between Mary Shelley and anime, and I'm both very here for it and very not here for it.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, but we as white people have a very long history of
being the worst.
Yeah.
End sentence.
Yeah.
You're not
and
wrong.
And an obsession with the Japanese. So.
Yeah. As far as
some people are more annoying about it than others.
As far as the immortality and death topic go, the thing like the difference is like you've got Dorian Gray, where sure he's immortal and always stays young, but that's because like something else takes the hit for him. Is there in this story like maybe if the professor had not died the second he tried to drink the potion? Maybe he would get younger and Winsy would get older?
Possibly. I don't know if that's how that works. But...
because, the theory behind old age is a... you get biological here, as the CS major in the room. The theory behind old age is that as your DNA, copies, a teeny bit has to get chopped off just because it copies asymmetrically. And over time, that teeny bit, instead of being, the nonsense DNA that's designed to get thrown in the trash, becomes actually, critical DNA for, brain functioning and organ functioning. That's why clones die really, really quickly, because they're cloned with however much of that nonsense DNA you've got, and then they just burn through it from birth.
Yeah.
And so never getting older, it could, from a scientific standpoint, be... that nonsense DNA never gets, cut off bit by bit. So you just stay young, and maybe we can do that. Maybe we can achieve immortality this way.
I'm pretty sure the people who are trying to,
would not want
to do that are using animals whose DNA don't age that way. There are some, lobsters, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Their DNA isn't cut like that, and they just keep growing. The thing that usually kills them is their shell.
Caving
in
on them.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't have enough energy to molt.
The surface area to volume problem. The reason that you don't have giant monsters anymore is because they can't get enough oxygen to go throughout the volume of their body through the surface area of their body.
Well, even before they reach that point, they're just kind of crushed inside their own shell.
Well, not from, a weight standpoint. You don't have, giant creatures walking around because, there's not enough, like frogs, osmosis, they get all their stuff through their skin. If you got a giant frog, there's not enough skin to get enough, essential nutrients to the rest of the frog on the inside, because radius squared versus radius cubed. There's too much meat compared to skin.
Yeah, but I think...
this took a weird turn.
I think what he's saying is specifically for lobsters, though, because lobsters do, in fact, basically get crushed by their own shell.
I focused on the size aspect
and
not the age aspect. I got in a weird biology hole.
It's fine.
But my point was that I'm pretty sure that you could look this up and correct me because I'm probably horrendously wrong. But
I'm googling immortal lobster as we speak.
That current efforts to achieve immortality involve...
there are several food trucks named Immortal Lobster. Okay.
Yeah, they look at things like lobsters, like jellyfish, that don't...
Yeah, other animals just have absurdly long lifespans.
Usually things underwater.
Yeah.
Turtles.
Because the ocean is terrifying.
We've explored about 5% of it.
Well, I think they're also looking at things like lizards, but not because of their lifespan,
but
because they can regenerate.
Right.
Yeah.
I learned recently that the kakapo, which is a very large flightless parrot native to New Zealand, if it doesn't, kill itself by being a dumbass or get hurt by various cats and dogs and stuff that humans brought to New Zealand, they can live from about 60 to 100 years.
That's pretty amazing.
Those are very old birds.
Well, even, tiny parrots, people like to get parrots because they're cute and they're, brightly colored and they're like, ooh, they're fun. Not realizing that your common, pet store parrot can live for, 30 years.
Yeah.
Birds live way longer than we think they do.
Yeah. So do a lot of sort of a lot of other pets, like goldfish. I knew this family who had a goldfish for 10 years.
Also, goldfish are supposed to get big. If your goldfish stays tiny, it's because you've given it a tiny bowl and not enough food. And I got very angry very quickly about goldfish. Let's switch topics. Oh, God. I felt it, like, bubbling.
Then you don't want to know about mine.
Oh, no.
It was a clear goldfish.
Mm-hmm.
And I had it at my friend's house, and they put it in a bag with water to clean the tank and then didn't put it back in the tank because it was clear. And then the... just got thrown on the floor, and someone stepped on my fish and killed it.
That's so sad.
And this
That's
happened.
Awful. Someone murdered your fish.
Like 23 years ago, but I'm still sad about it.
I mean, when someone murders your fish,
you're allowed to be so sad terrible. About pet murder.
No.
Yeah. I should tell you sometime about the my aunt's misadventures with animals, but that is a long story. We're not getting into it now.
Well, today's episode theme is death, so. You could.
Fine. We'll do one of the
short ones. Give one. Give us a taste.
One of the shorter ones.
Give us a taste.
One of my aunts loved animals. Absolutely adored them. Very bad at taking care of them.
Oh, no.
Like, she would find, you know, animals around, and then she would bring them in to take care of them. Apparently, when she was younger, she found a bunch of ducklings. But, like, no duck mom. So she got the ducklings, and she brought them into the house, and then she, like, filled up the bathtub and put them in the bathtub and left for a while, and when she had come back, they had drowned.
Aww.
Yeah.
I have a comparable story, awful. Which is bad that I have a comparable story.
Hey, you're not off to a great start.
I'm not, am I? No. This was my brother's doing, though, but my mom bought baby chicks at Easter, which is always a no-no. Why would you do that?
Please don't buy small animals for Easter.
Yeah, or any holiday.
No.
And let my brother, who was like 3, play with them, and he...
Worst decision. Bad decision one, buying an animal connected to a holiday. Bad decision 2, giving said animal to a 3-year-old.
Who killed the mole.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
using them as baseballs.
Oh!
And the other ones that weren't baseballs, he stuck in the seat of his little tricycle that had no air circulation, and we lived in Myrtle Beach, and it was hundreds of degrees. And that's how the rest of them went.
It is deathly silent in this room right now. That's horrific.
I have nothing to say to convey my horror.
Let me alleviate some of your horror. You were right about the lobsters. Either they die because the molting process is too stressful. Just, it's hard to make, shed a shell and then make a new one.
Yeah.
Or they, because it's too stressful, instead of shedding a shell, they don't shed their shell and get crushed by it.
Yeah. Because they just keep expanding. And at some point,
you get fatter and fatter and you don't buy new clothes and you just suffer.
Well, I'm glad I could successfully remember one single lobster fact.
We got one lobster fact on the table.
That's an accomplishment.
This has been Lobster Facts.
Sci-fi lab. Move out of your sci-fi lab, tried and true podcast. You got lobster facts.
Tried and true.
I've been hearing about it for the past year and a half, so it's tried and true at least that long.
I don't know where you're getting this S on the facts. We just have a single lobster fact.
Some lobsters are red.
There we go.
See, I didn't even say it all. I think there's some blue ones out there.
There are blue ones. Let me find the percentage.
There are
3.
Blue lobsters.
3 facts.
Oh, yeah. It's a genetic quirk. The same way that blue eyes are a genetic quirk, blue lobsters are also a genetic quirk. It just sometimes happens, and if you don't die, you just become a blue lobster.
Shiny lobsters.
Get out of here. No. I'm still mad that there are shiny Pokemon in Gen 4 and they're only green Zubats. That is the only shiny Pokemon I've ever found in Gen 4.
All right, well, on that note, I think we're going to end this episode off here. So, I'm DJ.
I'm Harper.
Adira.
And Zohar.
And this has been the Sci-Fi Lab. Thanks for listening.